This insert is brought to you by Radio Cape Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Visit us on www.capepulpit.co.za.
Now, my family, as promised from the very beginning of the show, I said that we're going to have an absolutely incredible woman that is going to be joining us around about this time. And she goes by the name of Olivia, who Noqawe Ngweni, the founder and currently managing director of Thembela Kuti Staffing Services, TKSS, which was founded in 2013. And Olivia is someone that believes in being impactful in whatever it is that she does, believes in innovation, and of course really just wants to ensure that she lives in her purpose and she does her best and over above her best in all that she does. And today we're speaking to her, finding out a bit more about you know, what does it take to build a business. You know, 8 years she's been around in the whole entrepreneurial scene, but what does that truly mean? And how did she get to where she is now? So, without further ado, Olivia, how are you this afternoon?
Well, ma'am, thank you so much, and greetings to all our viewers out there.
Amen. Thank you very much for that. We really are privileged and honored to have you with us here on at 79K Pulpit. We look forward to what you have to say to us this afternoon. As you speak about your journey. So, Olivia, you know, very profound journey, and really someone that has pursued her love and really has made it her own thing, you know, and you've taken so much ownership in what you love to do, to the point of you founding your own company. So my question to you is, what inspired you 8 years ago to go into the entrepreneurial scene?
Wow. My answer is retrenchment. I was retrenched due to economic crisis. The company that I worked for 12 years was driven to reduce employee numbers because of economic crisis. And this actually caught me by surprise, and I was not prepared at all. It was an overall switch from being employed to being unemployed. It was a huge change for me and my family. However, it actually gave me a huge opportunity, which I'm still thankful of. Even today, to see that there was a better way for me to conduct a business by giving clients out there value for their money. It was a game changer for me, because I started to know myself as Olivia. I started to know my identity, my gift, you know, the fact that I'm a child of God, that I am and that I've been created in God's image, you know. So my boss actually introduced me to Black Umbrellas after that retrenchment, which was called Incubation Program. And that is where I've learned a lot about business. And however, I was not successful in going through their 3-year program, as my idea was not viable. So I received my regret letter that says, you are out within a week, you know. But as I was busy there, God was working. Within 3 days after that regret letter, I signed up a $250,000 contract. But unfortunately, I still had to leave the incubation. And that is where I had to go home and start working from home. Challenges were there, but the passion for entrepreneurship kept me saying, you know what, you can do this. You continue doing it. And that is where I actually found a mentor and a coach that believed in me and gave me the infrastructure for the business, and I was able to continue with the business in human resources management, which is now a training and development.
powerful, powerful, and really goes to show that that word of God that says all things work together for good for those who love the Lord is so true. You know, this is what we see. You know, God turned something that was meant to hurt you, to bring you pain, into something that actually brought you fortune, in a sense. You know, it actually helped you to develop and to grow and to be the woman that you are right now. So then, now, Olivia, looking at what you believing in being an impactful and innovation in whatever it is that you do. Can you maybe, you know, elaborate on that in terms of, you know, what do you mean by that? You know, to be able to work in environments where you're able to be impactful and where there is innovation.
Thank you so much for that question. I took that pain and I changed it into empowering other entrepreneurs, the youth, the children, as you have seen my CV and my profile. And I've decided to change the lives of others and build them up to build, to believe in their, in themselves. And again, I've decided to share my knowledge and the experiences that I have to help others so that they can be able to grow their businesses and themselves.
Wow, so powerful. You know, it's really, really powerful to be able to go through something and not to stay in one place, but really to say, with what I have, I want to see other people grow and to develop and to step into their purposes. Now, what role does education, I mean, you are someone that holds a BCom in HR and business management, a national diploma in HR as well. So what role does education and upskilling yourself as a woman, as a man in business play, you know, in terms of developing yourself as an entrepreneur?
It plays a huge role. And I think for entrepreneurs, it's very, very important to upskill yourself consistently, you know, to actually say, I have studied and I've got this, and, you know, I'll be able to do this. Because remember, coronavirus came from nowhere and it really moved. It has shaken us into a lot of places. It forced us to actually go to that fourth year industrial revolution. So for me, it actually promoted, you know, it keeps on consistently promoting my creativity and imagination in terms of my business. Mm. You know, and again, it opens up a new way, different new ways and ideas where there seems to be no way. It actually plows in my mind to think out of the box and explore different things in business. An example, simple example, when I started the business, the only thing that I knew was recruitment of staff members and nothing else. But through continuous education and upskilling myself and understanding myself, then the business has grown from one service that it has been offering to five services that it's offering currently.
So,
for us, you know, some of the common examples that I could mention, you know, consistently keeping on and upskilling myself in terms of digital skills, you know, the sales and marketing of my business. And I think above all, to prepare for me for the future and for the unknown. As I said from the beginning, the coronavirus, it just shaken all of us from the comfort zone that we were in. And it says, you need to stand up. You don't have to sit down anymore, but you need to stand up and take ownership of your business.
It's powerful. Stand up and take ownership of your business and prepare for the unknown within business. And now, along the way, obviously, there have been some highlights in your journey. Can you mention some of those highlights, you know, so those career highlights where, you know, you just, you know, feel so proud of yourself?
I think first one is being an accountable leader. And what I mean about that, somewhere in the business years, you know, when you're in business and you run around and finding opportunities, you miss out on some of the points. For example, I don't have much skills in being hands-on in accounting. Mm-hmm. And our compliance went down in some of the years, and we were in that corner whereby we lost a lot of opportunities due to compliance. And that is the reality of us as entrepreneurs in our businesses. Mm-hmm. And I attended some of the programs, and I've learned how to be an accountable leader. Mm-hmm. Because most of the time, we throw our responsibility to someone else. Mm-hmm. Right? So I've learned to be an accountable leader. It's a huge highlight for me, because I know that anything that happens in my business, if my business dies, it's because of me. And oh yes, I've got people, I've got employees that I'm proud of, that are with me wherever I go, assisting me to take this business to another level. Mm. That's another huge highlight, because I have managed to contribute to someone else's life and to say, you can also grow and continue growing. And again, I think one of the highlights as well is to understanding myself, my identity, my gift, you know, of being a trainer, a facilitator, mentor, coach, a motivator, and soon to be a moderator, registered moderator, and an assessor. And again, I think one of the other highlights that I'm proud of within the business, the fact that from one service that we're offering, and today we are able to offer 5 services to our clients. We are SABS registered 2001-2015, and the business is consistently growing on its own in the human resources and training and development space.
Mm. Power, power, powerful. Very inspirational. And last but not least, Olivia, what legacy do you want to leave behind? I know that you've already mentioned, you know, accountability, being an accountable leader, and, you know, really just looking into your business and knowing all the parts of your business. But, you know, one day when Olivia is, you know, ugogo, and the other people are running e-business, Olivia, what does... Funny, hey? Also, what is it that you would like to... you would like the legacy of your business to be, you know, that Abantu will continually know that, you know what, that is the touch of Olivia, you know, that's Olivia's business. Olivia doesn't do things like that in this. Yeah. So yeah, the legacy, what is it that you'd like to leave behind?
I think the first thing, the main important thing is knowing yourself, who you are, your identity, because that builds confidence in each individually. And I think, again, keeping on building yourself, doesn't matter whether you have studied BCom and finance was one of your subjects or module, but consistently build yourself. Sometimes I say I don't know, whereas I know, because I know that it's no longer the 1998 or the 2001. Life goes on. And again, setting goals for yourself and taking actions to achieve those goals. Remember that there is no goal that you will achieve without actually taking an action. And be in peace that you are definitely going to get the no and the yes. And when you get that yes, make sure that you leave a mark that the value that I'm giving to that client, I'm sure that client will refer me to other clients. And that is how we manage to build the business itself. And I think, again, it's that thing of believing that if someone else can do it, you can do it too. Remember that even Nelson Mandela said to us, there is nothing impossible until it's done. Mm. It can be done. It doesn't matter how many times you fall down. What counts is the number of times that you stood up and take action and you took ownership. Mm. Give value to your clients. When you do something, you would rather say no to a client, I will not be able to do it. But when you're saying yes, mean it. Leave that mark. Leave that stamp that would say Olivia was there and did that job.
Very powerful. Leave a mark and do work of excellence. That is what I'm getting from this conversation today. And Olivia, how do people get a hold of you? Someone that wants to partner with you, someone that wants to collaborate, or maybe just to, have a word with you, and you know, so that you can share some wisdom with them.
Okay. Tembelakuti offices are in Beverly. We are in the Premier Center, 451 Main Road in Observatory, opposite the St. Peter Square Pick and Pay. We've got our number, which is 021-447-1217. I'm also reachable on 081-580-9559. We also have our website, which is www.tembelakuti.co.za. And when we say Tembelakuti, we mean trust in us. Tembelakuti is a Xhosa word meaning trust in us, and we mean that.
Wow, powerful. A woman of excellence, a woman of passion, and really, truly inspirational. Family, if you don't know who we've been speaking to Olivia Noctawe Ngweni, who is the founder of Tembelakuti Staffing Services. Olivia, thank you so much for your time. Blessings to you. May God bless your business, extend your territory, provide all the resources that are required in order for you to grow and flourish even more.
Thank you so much, ma'am, for taking this time. And thank you to all our viewers and listeners, wherever you are, and many, many blessings.
Thank you, Olivia. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit on 729 AM. Visit us on www.kpulpit.co.za.